if they're feeling good. King Calloway. The news this hour sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles in the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's top doctor, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, is urging Congress to put a warning on social media because of the harm those sites are doing to adolescent and teenage mental health.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes, a Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. He says that similar labels that were put on tobacco products help dramatically reduce their usage.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved his country's war cabinet, the body tasked with steering the war in Gaza. The move follows opposition leader Benny Gantz's resignation from the cabinet earlier this month. A heat dome is going to be sitting over the northeastern quarter of the country this week. Temperatures in the 90s with humidity feeling like triple digits from Iowa through Vermont. The weather, including heavy winds, helping fuel at least a dozen wildfires in the state of California. This is ABC News. We may be on the verge of our first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Federal weather forecasters give a large area of disturbed weather in the southern Gulf of Mexico a 60% chance of becoming a tropical depression. It's gotten the attention of local officials on the Texas coast.
All the people in this area who went through Hurricane Harvey know the massive destruction that has occurred.
Gary Edwards is city manager in Aransas Pass.
It is something very serious that you have to be prepared for.
He says recovery from Harvey is still going on 7 years later. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Russia today announcing Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will go on trial June 26th. He is facing espionage charges and 20 years behind bars. Three men accused of beating Boston gangster Whitey Bulger to death in prison in 2018 will be in federal court today. Two were accused of carrying out the attack. The third was a lookout. They're expected to enter plea deals and to be sentenced. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The end of the school year, June Dairy Month, and the beginning of summer. And, of course, it's June's birthday. Stone of the month is pearl, a classic piece of jewelry for everyone, especially those coming up new brides. Shop at Pamela's for the perfect pearl jewelry and save 20% for your pearl jewelry for the month of June in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Look for today, highs to be around 90, southwest winds 10 to 20, partly cloudy, a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows of 70, southeast winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, highs of 91, partly cloudy with a slight chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, highs of 83. With south winds at 3 to 5, it's 80 degrees. Our morning show is next.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Every day we eat, every day we need a farmer. June Dairy Month is a great time to recognize our dairy farmers' dedication to their farms and animals. It's a 365-day-a-year passion to produce wholesome dairy products. So raise a glass of milk, that is, to our local farm families. Along with Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to sell or buy, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. In Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out their options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. On the morning show from WRCO Radio, author David Benjamin is our guest. David's been on with us before as we talk about writing and some of the things that he's been up to as of late. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. What have you been working on lately?
It's all very complicated. I write books, but I also have my own publishing imprint, so I've always got two or three balls in the air. My latest book in print right now is called The Voice of the Dog.
What can you tell us about it?
I guess you would call it a thriller. It takes place in Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York, where my wife and I lived for several years, and it's about a dog who used to be a police dog, but he's been adopted by a guy who turns out to be a serial killer who has a very, very dark and violent streak of misogyny. The plot really builds around the fact that Farfel, my protagonist, the dog, has struggles with the moral dilemma of trying to stop Reggie, his master, from killing people on the streets of Brooklyn, but also has to live by the code of the dog, which requires absolute loyalty to your master. This is basically a thriller with a profound canine moral dilemma.
Wow. How do you come up with an idea like that, thinking from the dog's perspective?
There is a whole genre of dog detective novels. Which I actually avoided reading because I didn't want to fall into formula. What a writer has to do is all the time get into the minds of his characters and try to come up with characters who are interesting, who will engage the reader. I've always liked dogs. I've gotten along with dogs all my life. I've always wondered what goes on in the mind of a dog. With Farfel, I've been able to probe that part of my psyche. One of the things that that Farfel explains in the book is that all dogs can talk, but most people are incapable of understanding them. The only people who can talk to dogs are either crazy or little children. Mm.
The other question I have is, how do you come up with your character names in your books, like Farfel and Reggie and things like that?
Well, Farfel is the name of a puppet dog that used to be on television on a number of variety shows like Gary Moore and Ed Sullivan. But he was also one of the puppet, the ventriloquist who did Farfel, and I've forgotten the ventriloquist name. Did Nestle commercials, for Nestle's chocolate, and Farfel was one of the characters who sang the Nestle jingle, and yes, Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
I'd forgotten that.
So Farfel is just a name that I always liked for a dog.
Oh, I see. But in terms of some of your other books, you know, you come up with names from people that you've met and known, or just kind of pull them out of a hat. How do you do that?
Well, some of the names are from my past life. When I was in grade school, I took a notebook and I decided to collect as many names as I possibly could, first names, and so by the time I got bored with that activity, I had accumulated like 2,000 or 3,000 first names, and so and that was that was the origin of my interest in names. You know, writers have strange obsessions that take over them and carry them along and separate them from normal people.
We go back, as you're talking about your roots, I read in your biography that the Horton Hears a Who book, Dr. Seuss, that had a big impact on you, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know where you heard that story, but it's true. I grew up in Tomah, Wisconsin, not far from you. And I remember in first grade, our teacher took us to the library for one of these, you know, reading sessions for little kids, and the book that the librarian was reading was one of the Dr. Seuss books. It might have been Horton. I think it probably was Horton, but also, you know, one of Seuss's early books was The Cat in the Hat. But when I heard the music and the rhythm and the magic of Dr. Seuss's language, there was something in the back of my mind. I was 6 years old. Something in the back of my mind said, "I want to do that," and that's what got me into writing stories when I was in second grade, and pretty much established the course of my career as being interesting but not very lucrative.
And the nice thing is, you know, you talk about that book and Dr. Seuss books and all those others that you and I may have read as children. They're still pretty magical for kids today, aren't they?
Oh yeah, well, Dr. Seuss is wonderful. He's classic. You know, his ability with language and his ability to get into the emotions of a child through his characters. For that matter, for adult emotions too. You know, we all feel the same. We all should have the same sort of empathy for the underdog as Horton does for all those little Whos that he takes care of. You know.
Speaking of underdogs, folks will, I'm sure, remember The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked. We've talked about this on this program as well, but that has done just amazingly well. That's still in print, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let's see. It was published in 2002 by Random House, and of course the copyright lasts 17 years. So after the copyright expired, I got in touch with Random House. By then, I was publishing my titles in my own publishing imprint called Last Kid Books, and I regained the rights to The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked. And the nice thing about that was that I was able to go back to the manuscript and fix a few things that I wanted to fix and polish up a little bit of my prose and make it a little bit better book. And then I published it in 2020 under the Last Kid Books imprint, I always when I have do book events run into one or two people who remember the book and seem to be fairly grateful that I wrote the damn thing.
Well, I think a lot of people can maybe sympathize with that Last Kid Picked, or even the second to the Last Kid Picked. You know, I think we've all been underdogs at one point in our life, haven't we?
It appears so. I thought I was being the last kid picked in Tomah on the playground at St. Mary's School. I thought I was I was fairly unique, but you know, I keep running into people who tell me the same story. I went to a book event in Michigan talking about the book, and this huge muscular guy sat down in, you know, as I was doing my reading, and I thought, this guy didn't like my book, and he's mad at me. And at the end of the thing, he stood up and he said, this book is about me. And I thought, here's this big guy, but he was the last kid picked because he was big and he was kind of clumsy, and nobody wanted him on their team. It was a kind of a revelation to me, you know, that you can be the last kid picked for a lot of reasons besides just being small and puny and scrawny, you know.
But if they'd have thrown you in a class, like if they were picking teams for writing, you might have been the first kid picked, though, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. But that was not part of the competition in grade school. It never is.
No, that's true. We've talked about
at least,
some.
At least for boys.
Yeah. Right.
Girls. When I was in grade school, you know, girls got credit for being smart, but boys just suffered for it.
Yeah, right, back in the day. We've talked about some of your other books. They Shot Kennedy was one that was fascinating as well. Can you tell us about that one a little bit?
Sure, yeah. You know, since I started my publishing imprint, I've realized that I've written four books with essentially the same character, although the name of the character changes halfway through the series of four. And They Shot Kennedy is the third in what I call my coming-of-age quartet. The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked is the first one. Fat Vinny's Forbidden Love, which takes place in Tolma, is the second. They Shot Kennedy is number three. It takes place in Madison, in a high school. And it involves the lives of a group of high school kids in November 1963, from the beginning of the month till beyond Thanksgiving, and of course including the assassination of President Kennedy. I wrote it sometimes I go to book events and people who attend think that I've written a conspiracy book about Kennedy's assassination. There is a whole huge community of conspiracists who are obsessed with Kennedy's assassination, and in fact, in the book there is a brief passage in which my character Cribsy speculates about who killed JFK, but otherwise it's really about people being so concerned with their own lives and their own little petty experiences that when a huge historical event occurs, it just kind of blows past them and they don't really understand what's going on until after the dust has settled.
Yeah, we did a special broadcast on the actual day, which was the 60th anniversary this past November 22nd. But do you remember where you were when you heard the news?
In fact, there's a passage in the book. You know, I tell people that They Shot Kennedy is a comedy built around a national tragedy, and part of that comedy is in that anecdote, which is actually what really happened. I was a freshman in high school at La Follette High School in Madison. I was going up the stairs of the A-wing, and down the stairs coming toward me was a kid in my class named Steve Cates. And Cates stopped me on the stairs and said, "They shot Kennedy." And I looked over to my left to the homeroom of Mr. Kennedy, who was a middle school, junior high school social studies teacher and the freshman basketball coach. And I said to Steve, well, you know, Mr. Kennedy is a jerk, but they shouldn't have shot him, because my first reference to Kennedy was not the president, but the junior high school social studies teacher, And you know, that kind of that's an example of how people can be so wrapped up in their own concerns that they don't see the big picture at all.
Right. And how the world changed after that event.
Oh yes, I mean, when you think about the in the book after they shot Kennedy, which is called Summer of 68, one of the events of that summer was the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. And when you think about what the world would be like if JFK and RFK had not been murdered, it boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Author David Benjamin, our guest on The Morning Show from WRCO.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality herd of 14 head of parlor and freestall cows from a discontinuing milking herd. Cows run daily with an Angus bull, feet and legs in good condition, plus a great run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
David Benjamin, our guest on WRCO Radio on our morning show, always a welcome guest. How many books have you written now?
Well, right now I have 19 books in print.
Wow, that's amazing.
Since I started my own imprint in 2019, I've been able to produce, I had a little bit of background. I had an agent in New York City for a long time, a great guy named Jack Scoville, but he died in 2012. And after struggling to find a new agent and realizing that I might have passed my expiration date in New York City, I took the advice of a bookseller friend in Paris and started my own imprint, but tried to do it more professionally rather than just being a self-published author, but to create an actual company to produce books. And since then, I've been able to catch up on all the manuscripts with which I had worked with my agent Jack Scoville in New York. And so I had a backlog of titles that I could publish, and I've been able to put out two or three books a year. And it's been gratifying because I've been able to enter a number of literary award competitions and accumulated a number of honors. At this point, I've won 36 literary awards for my 19 titles.
Which one are you most proud of?
Well, you know, they shot Kennedy won the Midwest Book Award, which is for fiction, which is a major in a Christmas story. So in a Christmas story, the wonderful movie, they call that a major award. the Midwest Book Award for me is a major award. You know, it's funny, from book to book, I have different feelings about each of them. So it's difficult to say which one is my favorite, which one of which I am most proud. I guess the satisfaction is knowing that I've spent a lot of time writing, rewriting, revising, embellishing, editing, and producing the book, and created something that I think is readable and entertaining and a quality product. My books look good and feel good and smell good and read good.
You know, I've asked music artists about this as well, but you know, when you get a book finished and then you look back on it, do you remember like what you were going through in your life when you were putting that book together? Do those things come back to you too?
You know, it's funny. My wife and I have lived in a number of places in Tokyo, in Paris, in California, Brooklyn, and now in Madison, and I don't attach the production, the writing of a book to a particular place or time, because the writing writing is a day-to-day thing that I don't necessarily associate with a time and a place. So, you know, the life we've lived in all those places I see all the other things that we do other than my writing when I think about those times and places. So, you know, a particular manuscript, for instance, one of my Jim Otis novels, Jailbait or Bastard's Bluff. I can't really remember where I was and what I was doing when I wrote the book, because when you slip into a writing mode, you're kind of in a parallel universe.
The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked, certainly that's a book that a lot of folks remember. And you mentioned Toma, that you know, from your beginnings. Does it sell well in Toma?
Actually, if you go to the Toma Museum, you can buy a copy of it there.
All right.
The issue, you know, with Toma, as with so many small towns nowadays, is that they don't have a bookstore. So if people want to buy the book, if Toma people want to buy the book, they're better off going to my website to find the book than trying to find a copy of it in Toma. Although I haven't been to the Toma Library in quite a while, and it was a place that was basically my hangout and my hideout when I was a kid. But I trust that they still have copies of my books there.
Well, we are very fortunate in Richland Center to have Okooch Books and Libations, Daniel, and he told me that he has sold some David Benjamin books there. So we're fortunate in Richland Center.
Right. I'm going to be dropping by Richland Center on the in June to meet a fellow author, and I plan to drop by and meet Daniel at it's Okooch Books, right?
That's correct. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They've sold.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. You can tell him I'm coming.
I'll warn him. So are you currently working on a book, David? Is that always kind of a work in progress?
Yeah, and I've just actually finished you know, I mentioned, you know, my series of small-town crime novels starring the police chief of Hercules, Wisconsin. His name is Jim Otis. The series is up to 4 books now, and I just finished the manuscript, finished re-editing the manuscript for the number 5, which is called Cheat, C-H-E-A-T. And I've sent it to my copy editor, Shannon Booth, and she's working it over right now. And I'm planning to have it, to put it into print and release it in August this year.
Oh, wonderful. So that will be coming. You'll have to come back on the show and join us when that comes out then.
Oh, sure, yes. Right. Cheat, and, you know, my police chief character, Jim Otis, who's a kind of a defrocked Chicago cop, who ends up in a small town, he encounters a very smart, beautiful, and evil teenage girl named Josie Dobbs, and she is she's the villainess in the first of the series, Jailbait, and she shows up again making trouble for Jim Otis in the third installment, which is called Woman Trouble, and she crops up again making trouble for Hercules and Jim Otis and Jim Otis's fiance in Cheat. Josie Dobbs is one of my favorite characters because she's bad and beautiful and she's so hard to catch, even though she makes tremendous amounts of trouble for people.
Did you model her after anybody in particular?
Oh, no, let's see now. I don't know any woman in my life who was quite as devious as Josie Dobbs. Although, you know, I've a number of women have broken my heart, she really is, you know, the kind of an archetype of the femme fatale for me, and I guess the pleasure of creating the character is examining all the possibilities of this classic kind of character that we call a femme fatale.
Do you still work with students? I know you were doing some work with some students in Madison, weren't you, at one time?
Right. Yes. This goes back to actually when I was in high school. I was published in an underground literary magazine at La Follette High School by a friend and a lifelong friend named Bob Schuster. He died in 2016. The same year that my sister Peggy died, and Peg and Bob were friends as was I with Bob, and in memory of Bob Schuster, with some of the legacy from after my sister died, I started a scholarship competition for young writers at La Follette High School, and I've been doing that for 7 years now. I made sure that the top prizes were substantial because I want to impress upon kids that writing can be as valuable as any other profession and any other activity. So the first prize in the Robert M. Schuster Short Prose Award is $5,000, and the entire purse every year is $9,500. We've given away $62,000 to young writers at La Follette over the last 7 years, and we just concluded this year's competition just last week, and with a banquet in Madison.
Have you followed their careers? I mean, 7 years now. Some of them are out, kind of in the working world now, aren't they?
You know, that's one of the things that my publicist Sharon Alden, she has bugged me to find out, you know, what has become of all the kids who won the Schuster Prize, and it's something that with all the other things I have to do, I haven't really focused on, I need to do that, and I'm planning on hassling the the counselors and administrators at La Follette to find out what became of these kids and if any of them went on to continue to their writing careers.
Are there as many authors as there once was?
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, the publishing industry in New York has consolidated substantially. A lot of the big name imprints have been swallowed up by other big name imprints. A lot of the familiar publishing names that you've heard of all your life, like Scribner's and Doubleday, have been absorbed into the big Penguin Random House monolith. But while this has happened in New York, a huge number of small independent publishers have sprung up all over the place, including my own imprint. And so when I'm competing for literary awards, there are independent publishing organizations that hold these competitions and highlight the work of so many writers, authors, and creative people who are working independently and no longer affiliated with the big names in New York City. I'd say probably right now there are more authors at work, especially in the independent press world, than ever before. And of course, they are my competition, and sooner or later I'm going to have to go out and start killing some of them.
Awesome stuff. Do you think that there's an author in all of us? I mean, could all of us at least, you know, put our memories and memoirs down somewhere?
When I talk about this at book events, I tell people, you know, it's possible that everyone has a book in him or in her. But I tell them to ask the question of whether this is so different from other people's lives that anybody would bother to read it. And I think the key to that is that if you are true to your own experience, to what's happened in your own life, you have to be a little bit dishonest about it. You have to make stuff up to make it more interesting, because so many people have experiences that are so similar to everyone else that getting people to read something that's so familiar to them that it seems as though there's nothing new, nothing exciting there. So, you know, when I use my own experience, I alter it substantially to make it more fun. And that's the real challenge of writing. You have to be able to expand your experiences into something that strikes other people as unfamiliar and exciting and different from their own experience. That's a challenge for a writer.
How can people get a hold of you or check out? Do you have social media? You have a website and things like that people can check out?
Yeah, of course. My website is www.lastkidbooks.com. Anybody who's interested in my books can go to www.lastkidbooks.com and read thumbnails of all my books and order books directly from my distributor. I write an essay every week. I call it my weekly screed, and there is a vast archive of my weekly screeds on my website. So any reader interested can go there, read some of my screeds, and look at the summaries of some of my books and decide whether they can stand me or not.
Always a great time to have you on the morning show here today, David. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Phil. I really appreciate the opportunity.
David Benjamin, the author, on our morning show get-together today from WRCO.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Oh, careful there, Lady Bell. That is the moo. Caller number 3 right now will be winning a special little card there for a quick trip on behalf of Julie Cairns. So caller number 3, 647-4155.
Heartache in disguise. Won't you? and no one it ain't really smart. The Joker ain't the only fool who do anything for you.
And we have our winner. Well, it happens to be Lawrence Durst. So congratulations, Lawrence. He had the fast of fingers after hearing Lady Belle moo. And, of course, thank you to Lady Belle for the moo. But, again, Lawrence Durst winning the Quick Trip dairy card on behalf of Julie Karen State Farm. So congratulations going out to Lawrence Durst today. We're at 82 degrees. Here's Trick Pony.
The day is finally here, there's flowers everywhere. The guests are waiting with sweet anticipation. As I look down the aisle, the preacher starts to smile. Church bells are ringing and the organ is playing. I'm so overcome that I could cry. I'm so happy, I'm not the bride. She don't know anything. Ain't gonna tell her that she's out of her mind. The preacher asks a question. No, I have no objection. I do, I want them out of my life. Oh, the rice and lip thorns wide does fly. Oh, happy day, I'm not the bride.
That's the bride, Trick Pony on WRCO Country and Community. 10 minutes away from the 10 o'clock hour, of course, a great morning show. Phil Nee talking with David Benjamin, the author. And so that was a good morning show.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Bell is going on now.
100.9 WRCO.
Summer.
Summer. State of mind.
I'm the ice, you're the Yeti. I'm the bolt stereo, you're the petty. I'm the dance floor, your confetti. Always up when I'm down, always ready.
You can take a worry, flip it into a song. I don't even notice till I'm singing along. I forget that there was ever anything wrong. How do you do it, babe?
To a tiki bar. It's like June and July. Go wherever you are, and wherever you are is where I wanna be. When you're shining, shining on me.
You put the Ray-Bans over my eyes. You put the blue back up in my sky. On the beach or the breeze, and you put me in my summer state of mind. Summer. Doesn't matter if it's in below, like a magic trick, flip the switch off.
child, I was frozen as a stone. Scared to take a risk and fail, even in my home. I didn't know what to do with my sensitivity, so I just buried it down 6 feet deep. And the worst kind of hurt is to fail but not understand. Yeah, the worst kind of hurt is to think it's out of your hands. Baby, we got bigger plans. Let it hurt, let it bleed, let it be the fuel you need to tell the truth. I know it's hard, but it's harder to cover up your heart with 1 million little band-aids.
Honesty is oxygen to a seeking soul. Freedom that I'm craving is at war with my control. And every judgment builds an arsenal around my heart. And now where I sleep it's cold and dark. And the worst kind of hurts to feel but not understand.
I'm Sherry Preston. The Education Department out with an assessment on campus protests earlier this year, determining that the situation on the University of Michigan campus